I would like to speak about the Kuf of Shoivim that we're now starting with the opening of Sefer Shemois. Well known that during this Kufa, Shoivim, which is connected, which is parallel to the Parshias of Shemois, Ve'eru Aboi B'Shalach, Yisrael Mishpatim, actually on an Ibri or Leap Year such as this, so Shuma Tetzave, it's actually Shoivim Tat. This Tkuf of Shoivim is a time where many Yidin and Klal Yisrael, they focus specifically on the Avodah of Kedush and Tyre, purifying ourselves, sanctifying ourselves. Explain a little bit the background, what is the connection, Dafka, to this period of the year, this Tkuf of the year. During Sefer Shemois, we started reading about Klal Yisrael being in Golus, Sheba, and Mitzrayim, and they're in the Gula. In Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael was immersed in one of the greatest mekayimus of Tumah in the world. They were exposed and vulnerable to the foreign influences, all the impurifications that existed in Mitzrayim. And in Be'emes, Klal Yisrael was kober bi'arachimai. They were affected. They were affected by it. It rubbed off on them. And the process of Gula was a process of purification, process of slowly ridding. Who was put Klal Yisrael through a Korah Barzel, purifying Klal Yisrael, taking away all these imperfections and these foreign hashpois. And that's a Kufa where we are to concentrate on Mesugal to work and grow in Kedusha and Tyre. That's the overall general idea of Shoiv. The question surfaces. If this is true, this is the idea of Shoivim, so maybe we understand why Shoivim stretches to Shmois, Ve'eru Aboi. Those are the parts that talk about Klal Yisrael being in Mitzrayim and getting out of Mitzrayim. Maybe we understand even B'Shalach, even after Klal Yisrael got out of Mitzrayim, but it seems to be that until they passed through Kiyas Yamsev, they weren't totally freed, there was a chance they would be taken back to Mitzrayim. But what is Yisrael and Mishpatim? What does that have to do with Shoivim? Yisrael, Mishpatim, we're talking about Mantar. What's even more puzzling is that during this year, where Shoivim Tat, Shoivim Truma Tetzave is talking about Mishkan. What does this have to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Gula from Mitzrayim? Why is this part of Shoivim? I think there's a very important message over here. If we had, what is Taka the MS away for a person to be Zeicha to Gula, Zeicha to retire himself, to pure himself, to reach a level of Kedusha retire? I like this to illuminate this issue, to explain this issue, writing this issue. I like to shtel to Ramban. Ramban commanded in every single one of the Svarim of the Chamisha Chamshei Torah. He has a psicha. And Ramban, in the beginning of Sefer Shemois, so he gives a psicha that a little bit defines what is the general idea, the general gist and noise of Sefer Shemois. And he says, Shemois is all about the Golus and the Gula. That's the idea, that's the general idea of Shemois. Yeah? That's the idea. And it seems to be in the Ramban, the Hemshech of his words, he seems to be bothered by a question. The Ramban is very often terse, doesn't speak out what's bothering him. But the Ramban is bothered by a question. If this is the idea, this is the general running idea of Shmois, why Tak is included, Yisroi, Mishpatim, Truma Tesava, Yaakov Akude, what is that part of Sefer Shemois? It's not part of the Golus and the Gula. Ramban says the following words. Hine Golus einenu nishlam ad yoim shuvam el mekoimam v'maylas avoyis mishuvu. The full Gula, and it means the full exit from the Golus, the full exit from exile is not completed until they come full circle, and they come back to the Madrego of their fathers, the Avos Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Dr. Ramban, Kshiyotzim in Mitzrayim, even though they left Mitzrayim, afal pi sheyatzmi beis avodim, technically they were out of bondage, they weren't in servitude anymore. Adayin yechashvu goyim, they're still considered in exile. The gavras, the yidden as people, they're still titled as people who are in exile. Yehori baratz loy lehem revuchim b'midbar, they still weren't returned to the homeland. Ukshabo, so when was that accomplished? Ukshabo al har ha-sinai v'osu ha-mishkon. When they went to Har Sinai, that was the Torah, and then they made the Mishkan. V'shama Kadosh Baruch Hu v'hishrei shchinosei b'neihem. And then they reached Hashuas Hashchina Oz Shavu El Milas Avoisim. That's when they totally returned to Milas Avoisim, to the Madrega of their fathers, the Avos. Shehayosoid Eloikai Olay Aleihem. Veheimheim Amakov. It was a musik of a soid. They were in the status of Eloikai Olay Aleihem. Hashem Kaviyachol resided. God resided on their tents. That's the idea of a heim heim her merkava. So we know the Avos are called merkava, that the Shechina resided upon them. They were so to speak display cases for the Shechina. And Klai Yisrael got to that was with Matan Torah and the Shechina. Then and only then did they actually reach redemption from all the spiritual contamination, spiritual influence contamination of Mitzrayim. Rabban is saying a tremendous insight. Let's try to understand. The Golus and the Gula, Rabban is saying, is not just a physical issue. It's not just that when you're in a foreign nation, a foreign land, and they're placing you in physical bondage and they're torturing you. Golus actually affects the Hagdara of the person. It affects what he becomes and what he is. When you influence, when they were Ke'uber B'Yarachima, then they were contaminated. And they were affected by foreign influences. What happens is, this creates a matzav of golus in the person. The depth of golus is when a person is not at his root. When a person strays from where he's supposed to be, and in Klal Yisrael, where they're supposed to be is where the Avos has brought them. And that's a matzav of Avos and Mehen and Shechina. When you stray from where you're supposed to be, that is the Iker Nekuda of golus. When you're misplaced, when you're foreign, when you're not at home, when you're not at where you're supposed to be, when you're scattered and distant, this is what Golus is. The effect of the Mitzrayim, the effect of the foreign influence of Mitzrayim, affected Klal Yisrael, they were Goylim, not yet Ulim, they were Goylim, Gimel Vav Lamed Yud Mem, they were in exile even when they left the Mitzrayim. To do a Zot Medayik, the Yitzias Mitzrayim is not called, the proper diktik would be, it should refer to as Yitzia Mi Mitzrayim. Exiting out of Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim sounds like Mitzrayim is going, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim is going out. See, this means that in order to go out of Mitzrayim, it wasn't enough to exit of Mitzrayim. We have to take, so to speak, the Mitzrayim, the influence of Mitzrayim in us. All the foreign ideas that are foreign to what it means to be a Yid, to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what it means. This is what it means to be in Golus. You just add in. And this is the idea. This is why. And all the Svarim HaKadoshim, it's before that there's a specific focus and accentuation on working on purifying yourself in Yoni, the Yitzhar Darayas, during these weeks. Because there's no greater influence. The world of Chayt, or the world of Mitzrayim, what Mitzrayim represents, the Koychas HaTumah. There's no greater thing, there's no greater koyach that puts a person in exile, like the koyach of Yitzhak Darayas. Very famous, the words of the Maral and the Goyin, that they say, at the Kneged, the Gimel Averis, Chamuris, of Gimel Gilarayish, Shvichasdomim, and Ritzicha, of Avedazoram, Sankashirzomim, and the Kneged, the three different categories of Avedaz Hashem. Avodah Zarah is keneged bin Adam l'makim. Shvichas Damim is keneged bin Adam l'chaveira. It's the destruction of that amud of bin Adam l'chaveira. And Gila Reis is keneged bin Adam l'atzmai. Gila Reis says the morale is the churban, is the destruction of a person's own connection with oneself. Anyone who's ever, and everyone probably has, everyone who's ever been battled and tasted and been sullied by the world of Yitzhar Darayis, the Koyach of Arayis, will understand what it means that this Ashpa of Yitzhar Darayis, it enters the person and creates an inner blockage, creates alienation from the person within itself, not only an outside influence. Within the person himself, he has no clarity. He loses confidence. He feels distant. There's a remez to the Sisayda of the Maral. It says, Maran, the going from the mission of Ovis, in the first paragraph of Ovis, it says, Kalamar besiche me'isha, im'isha, reize goyrim ra la'atzmoy. The Russian the mission, how much meduktik it is. It doesn't say, reize goyrim la'atzmoy, l'fi the morale of the daika, La'atzmi means to his atzmius, to his essence, to his self. This is the deepest part of the galus. When a person becomes exiled himself, you could put this person wherever he is. You could put him in the Kayus Maravi, you could put him in the house of the Gdele Olam. If he's still under this influence, he will be alienated. Let's go back to Ramban. The Ramban is saying, even when Klal Yisrael got out of Mitzrayim, and technically they were out, but the full circle, the first circle that protects you from all the outside influences, is only when you have Yisroi, Mishpatim, Truma, Tetzava, Yaakov, Akudei. What's Ramban saying? And this is a big Yisroi. Once a person is influenced by these things, and we all are in some way or other, not anyone who grew up in Chutz La'aretz, but everywhere today, we're under the hashpah of the Goyim, of Western culture, of foreign ideas, of cultures that their bedrock is in Yonei Tumah, alien ideas to the Torah, and to relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, anyone who has this, so the first part of the avodah is to step out of the mud. Start, you know, removing yourself, kaviyochel, to leave the land of Mitzrayim. But here's such an important message. The message of Shoivim and the message of the whole Sefer Shmos is that's not the full Gula, that's not the real Gula. Dr. Morel, until you become to a matzav of Matan Torah, a matzav of Hein, Hein, and Merkava, you need to forge a relationship within yourself to Torah, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah, the Pasuk says, Torah Hashem Temima Meshivas Nofesh. There is nothing that a Yid, that fully returns himself to himself like Torah. A Yid could only find himself truly better anchored in his true self if he has Torah. Even if he might step out momentarily from all the mud and all the dirt, until he has a deep connection to Torah, he won't be Geula, he won't have full redemption, which means he won't be protected from these alien forces, these impurities. And the second thing is, Amokam Migdash, Amokam Asar Shashchina. For today, that would probably be the idea of tefillah, makom beis medrash, makom beis haknesses. These two forces are things that you make yourself a makom hashoach hashchina. We make us, our personally and our homes, a makom hashoach hashchina. So, Dr. Ramban, that's why it's all part of a sefer Golas and Gula entire through Truma Tetzav and Vayakab Akuda. And this is why I would like to suggest why Shoivavim stretches to Yisrael Mishpatim and Truma Tetzav. And this is the message. And this is a message that's so important for us today. There has not been time as much as the past Kufa where Klal Yisrael is feeling what it means to be in Golas. We are feeling it to be in the Golas. Oh, we're feeling it in every corner and every part of our life. And obviously Hashem wants to become more Yiddish, more Jewish. We in Avoida during this Kufa is trying to locate the foreign influences. I myself, I find throughout my life, there are so many ideas that have stuck, that are shirayim of ideas that I grew up with in America that are so foreign to Torah. Avoid is Aleph. During these weeks, to focus on that. Remove them. Go out of them. Step away from them. But that's not enough. Anyone who wants to get a purity, anyone who wants to really find himself, our generation is so much trying to find themselves. We are so distant from ourselves. There's a huge message, there's such an important message in the whole idea of Shoivim Tat. If you want to find yourself, you have to come back full circle to connection that your forefathers had. You have to come back to Mailas Avoisim Hein Hein Markova. It's only with an intimate connection to Yisrael Mishpatim, to Truma Tetzava. Avoisim Hein Hein Markova, V'oz Nechshu V'gulam, we shall all be Zeicha to the Gula Shleimah Kachavis.